It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say we do a podcast for you? I'm Jerry. He's Al. Good to see you. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was watching... They moved to Temptation Island to Netflix, but and I started watching some of the episodes, and I've seen this over the years. It's pretty much the same, so I kind of think this is universal for men and for women, which, like, the men behave one way, women behave another way. When a woman wants a man to sleep with her, her game plan is, I will wear something skimpy, and I will get you drunk.
That your game plan too?
No, that's for a woman who want to sleep with a man. Because they know if you get a man drunk and I'm scantily clad and I make a move on you, that's happening.
Right.
When men want to sleep with women, using this Temptation Island, they lend an ear. They tell me what your problems are.
The talker and the listener.
Yeah, and they reaffirm your feelings. Like, and how did that make you feel when your old boyfriend did that to you? And it is unbelievable. And every year it runs the same, like every season of this show, it runs the same.
So it's basically like the NFL show. What the hell's that called on HBO? Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks. Yeah,
it's where it runs formulaic. The same script.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Survivor's been doing the same thing for 30 years.
Yeah.
Still very popular.
But what's also so funny is the women who the men are, like, listening to, they all fall for the, you know, this guy is a good listener, this guy's a... Yeah, for now, because you're brand new.
And they're on TV.
Right. You're a brand new girl in a bikini on an island.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shirtless and muscular. I would like to sleep with you, so I am going to put in my time. Like, the guys are putting in time.
Mm-hmm.
Where the girls are just like, girl wants to sleep with the guy who's on Temptation Island. What do you say we do some shots and dance?
And get it going.
And get it going.
That's the side of females you don't usually see.
Yeah.
Unless you're on Spring Break, apparently, or on Temptation Island.
Yeah, if you're
on Doesn't feel real to me.
It doesn't. You're right.
I've never watched one episode of the show. I don't know. To me, they're all trying to be actors and actresses.
Yeah.
And it's all bull crap. Now, they're hotties, but as you and Gio always say, you want to see that? Go to your phone. You can see whatever you want. So I've never wasted my time on 2 seconds on that program.
Yeah, mainly with that show, too, is like if it's, even if they're not trying to be actors or things, the show just, every night is drinking night.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if everyone's in bikinis.
And this is also the show where you are with people.
Yeah, like you come in with the premise of the show is you're having relationship issues. Trust issues, Jerry.
Right, so let's put them there.
And if we can make it through this, we're meant to be.
It's honestly filth.
Yeah.
It really is.
But I got to tell you, too, I'm impressed by like how in shape some dudes are.
Why?
I don't know. These guys are like...
Are they 30 years old?
They're younger. They're younger. Like in their 20s.
I mean, we have a guy walking around here. His name's Tiki Barber. The guy's 50.
I know, but when I was in my 20s, I didn't have muscles. Like, these guys...
You didn't try. Were you hitting the gym 2 hours a day every day?
I don't think anyone was hitting the gym 2 hours a day. When I was, like,
these guys
in my 20s...
But these guys are.
Like, when I was in my... Like, for you... Now, you did play sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I played sports in the neighborhood, but yeah. I didn't, like, play... Like, when you played football...
Yeah.
Were you guys hitting the weights?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. See, there's only one good photo of me from that time, and it was when Kim and I first got together my senior year, and I was still working out. That's one photo I think she's kept because she wonders what the hell happened to this guy. I did not have a six-pack. I'm not claiming I did, but I had you could see the top two muscles in my stomach, and I had shape. My arms had some definition, and we were in the gym every day, no, but I would say even for baseball, we had off-season workouts. We did cardio, and even during season, we'd be hitting the weights a couple of days a week. And that, like, I would say I really got in shape sophomore year through senior year, and then start of college, and then it completely fizzled after that. Once I stopped playing baseball, I stopped being a regular goer of the gym. So when I was 20... From the time I was basically 16 to 22, I was in pretty good... No, that's not right. 15 to 19, I was in very good shape. The best shape I've ever been in my life. Since that, all downhill.
But do you think, like, I can't recall in my 20s, like, that there were gyms to go to.
There were. Sure there were.
Although I must say...
Gold's Gym has been around forever.
You know, when I first went to the gym... It was in 1994.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and it was a Gold's. It's funny. It was a Gold's Gym in
Florida.
That
was the standard. Was the Gold's Gym? They were the big. It was kind of like a hybrid of what gyms have become now and what they still can be. Like the place you go to,
yeah.
Which is like a manly gym now.
Man, that's a man gym. I go to Jerry.
So I mean, they were around. They didn't become as popular until I would say late 90s. I feel like could be wrong about that, but. You know, the other thing, too, is you're talking about guys that I still believe these people are trying to become actors and models, even if they are in relationships, whatever crap storyline they're giving you. And if you're going to do that, you better be in shape. And if that is what it's kind of like the athlete of today, if that is going to be how you're going to make your money, well, your body is your business. So you better make sure you ain't got any flab on the right side.
Yeah.
And you look jacked up and you're in shape.
Yeah, these guys are all in great shape.
They have to be.
Yeah, they're like, they're just muscular and they're showing abs.
I mean, you live in Bradley Beach. I would think even in the summertime, guys that even aren't doing that, talking about guys in their 20s.
Like young dudes.
Look real. I'm sure some don't, but I'm sure there are some that really do. Like my older son, he's 21. He'll be 22 this year. I don't, if he's got 4% body fat, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And he only hits the gym twice a week, but he's just, he eats really well. He drinks a ton of water, always has. He takes care of himself. I'm like, huh, that could be me.
Yeah.
It's not, but it could be.
Yeah. So I see these guys, man. There's one guy on the show who is not muscular at all.
Okay.
And all the chicks dig him.
Because he's funny?
No, he's got a look. He's got like kind of cool punk rocker hair, tattoos.
Okay.
But everybody else is just like super jacked.
Yeah. The land of the fine-looking folk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Temptation Island is filled with fine-looking folk for sure.
It can't be. It can't be Temptation Island if everybody's ugly. be called Average Island.
Be like, do you think these gals can tempt you? No, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Matter of fact, when do I get out of here?
Yeah. I'm ready to go back.
Right.
Yeah. I was also thinking this, Jerry. It seems like everybody thinks their era of childhood was the best. Do you think that's true? Like we look back on our childhood, we go, "Oh, we were so lucky." Like we.
No, I don't.
We got to play outside. No, there was no phones.
No, so here I'll tell you exactly why I would say no to that. Now I would say my kids missed out on the neighborhood sports. Like I don't know about you, but I used to in the summer would leave the house at 10 o'clock in the morning,
all
come home for
sports.
Lunch, back out, come home for dinner, and then sometimes go out till dusk. And you'd be out all day doing wiffle ball, touch football. We used to, I think I told you this before, there were like 8 of us in the neighborhood all around the same age. We would have bike races around the neighborhood where we would literally, with chalk, spend hours lining our streets. We did all sorts of cool stick ball. We played handball. We played a game called One Bounce, which is a tennis ball, and with the racket was fun. They didn't do any of that. But what they did that I didn't do, and this is why I would say theirs, you could make the cases even better than ours, with all the travel sports, both of my kids have played in minor league, like competitive games in minor league baseball stadiums. They've gone and played tournaments with palm trees above them, played on turf fields. Like, I think, some of what we did was better. Certainly some of what they've done has been better than my childhood.
But it seems like everyone from our childhood era has stories of we, in the summer, like you're saying, you go out, you come back for dinner, you'd go out again. Your parents didn't really know where that you were, other than you would show back up. And even after dinner, you'd go out, you'd play manhunt or whatever. And so many people have that story. And then at some point, it feels like that just stopped.
Well, the house parties began for my generation of parents, I would say. And I don't know why this is.
What do you mean, house parties?
Meaning kids didn't just... So kids don't just go out any longer and say, hey, you want to meet up at the school? I mean, maybe there's some of that that still happens. I don't see it. And I certainly didn't see it with my kids. Instead, it was, hey... So-and-so is having people over. Can you drop me off at noon and pick me up at 8 o'clock? And that's what we would do. We would drop them off, and we knew where they were and whatever they did, whether it was a pool party. And they did that a lot.
They'd all meet at a kid's house, not somewhere just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and my boys, for whatever reason, neither one of them ever had any interest in learning how to ride a bike. None.
Really?
Ultimately, they both did at like, God, Matthew was like 14 when he finally, and we bought him a bike at like 7. And he's like, okay. And he just had no interest in it. And I remember one day, like, I'm trying to teach him how to ride a bike. I'm like, do you not want to do this? He's like, no, I'm going to play hockey. I was like, oh. At first, I was annoyed. Then I'm like, how can I be annoyed? He wants to do something outside with me, but he doesn't want to ride the bike. So ultimately, we gave up on it. Then he learned how to ride a bike when he was like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
And then my younger son just, he's like, I'm good. I'll be hitting the batting cage. I'm like, again, how am I going to argue with? It's not like he wants to play video games. Still active. Neither one learned how to ride a bike.
And they're saying now kids are not all that interested in learning to drive.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like there's not a rush.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one of Matthew's friends, I think, is now 21. I think he just got his license maybe like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He was in no rush. He had Uber, didn't want to be bothered. That is true.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get my license.
Yeah. I feel like that generation, our generation of that, was trying to get a license so that you could drive to the mall.
Yeah.
You could drive to McDonald's.
Yep.
You could drive to your friend's house.
You can go hang out.
Just drive around. Even you would just drive around.
Like, and listen to music.
Yeah, we would just drive around
one of my
Colonia.
Spring is in the air, which means now is the time to save during spring outdoor power deals at the Home Depot. Make cleanup easier when you go cordless with the Milwaukee M18 string trimmer, designed to deliver more runtime, more speed, and maximum performance. Then grab a select Milwaukee fuel attachment, like the pole saw, edger, or brush cutter, included at no extra cost when you buy the Milwaukee M18 string trimmer. Shop 7 days of spring outdoor power deals at the Home Depot, now through April 29th.
One of my favorite things was that first late spring, I would say, when I got my driver's license. There was nothing better than grabbing a pack of cigarettes, putting the music on, and driving down to Seabright. Because remember, I worked at the Gulf Station in Hazlet, then in Seabright. And just, I don't know, with the windows down, it'd be 75 degrees, and then you're by the ocean. It wasn't crazy yet because it wasn't summer. But it was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I would drive to like Monmouth Beach and turn around. I went home. Where were you? Driving.
Where? Yeah, we would just drive around or go see like our one friend worked at the BP gas station.
There
so we'd
go.
Drive there, hang out there a little bit. Then we'd go, somebody else was working in the mall. We'd see that person. Then you'd go drive.
Yeah.
And it was just driving around, blasting music.
Yep. And burning gas.
Burning gas.
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't expensive back then.
$1.04.
Yeah.
And I remember that only because of where I worked. In the one gas station at the Gulf Station, we did not change the price of regular gas for like 2 years. It was $1.04. And it was, we were always, I don't know why, we were always 5 cents more expensive than the other places that were 99 cents. But I remember that. And when I started driving, that's what it was.
Yeah, I remember even in Florida, I was already out of graduate school. So I was like 23, 24. Okay. And the mobile gas station by me was 99 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
In the mid-90s.
Right. Right.
So when I got my license in 86, that had to be like 75 cents for gas.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I just feel like we always think like people now will go, oh, you know, the kids now, they are in their phones, they're on that. So, and they act like that childhood is not as good as our childhood. But my guess is that when those kids get older, they'll look back fondly on their, they're not going to be like, I can't believe I wasted my childhood on my phone. Like they're probably not going to,
they don't know any better.
Yeah. They're not going to think negatively about it.
I don't think so. I think my kids have had a pretty good mix of all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we were outside a ton more with my older son than my younger son, just because my energy zapped as I got older. But, we did a ton outside, a ton of club sports, private sports, travels, whatever you want to call it. They certainly had their phones at whatever, 11 years old, I guess it was. So they've experienced, I would say, a lot in their time. I don't know. It was our time better? It was different.
You know? Do you also feel that your favorite music of all time happened to be when you were in like a senior in high school?
When I was driving. When I first started driving. Because that's when I started listening more than ever.
But what about today? Like, if you were to say some of your most favorite songs or albums, are they from that high school era, or just after, like, you know, 17?
I became very into the Chili Peppers my senior year of high school, which was 91, 92, and that's about when they started. Right? Wasn't? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I would say 91 was when that Sex Magic, whatever that one was called,
Sex Blood Sugar Magic,
yes,
came out.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
And I'm very into that CD. And
yeah.
I've been into them, you know, since, essentially. So that's a yes.
Did that have Give It Away on it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of their first big ones.
Can't Stop. The Girl.
I believe.
Can't Stop, I think, was later.
Was it? That wasn't
Maybe
on that
not.
One?
Mm-hmm.
You might be right.
Let's see who was on Blood Sugar. Kiss was on that for sure.
Yes, which was never one of their more popular ones unless you were like a diehard. I don't know if that one got a ton of radio play.
It was...
Give me the list.
Hey, Jerry, Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Track listing. right now. People are screaming it out.
Of course they are. What album was Under the Bridge on? Because that was another one where I remember when that came out. I'm like, God, this song is awesome.
Okay, this had The Power of Equality.
Right.
If You Had to Ask.
That's a good song.
Breaking the Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Funky Monks.
That's, yeah.
Suck My Kiss.
Yeah.
I Could Have Lied.
I don't know that one.
Mellowship, Slinky in B Major.
Right.
The Righteous and the Wicked.
Uh-huh.
Give It Away.
Yeah.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Under the Bridge. Okay. I would have thought that was later.
So it was on that. Okay.
Naked in the Rain. Apache Rose Peacock. The Greeting Song. Well, this was a big, long album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My Lovely Man. Sir Psycho Sexy. And They're Red Hot.
Okay.
Wow. That came out in...
Was that 91?
I'm going to say 91, but let me double
check. It sounds right.
For you, Jerry. 91, September
of 91. They're 60 years old now, so...
Yeah, September of 91.
Right. So, which makes sense because I started driving in March of 92, and that album or that CD was in my car, my Sony Walkman changer, nonstop. So, I would say probably that. For me, it's probably that 90, when I started driving in 92 to like when I got out of college in 98, like that would be this. That's when I started listening to Linkin Park. Was when I was going to Jersey City for college in the late 90s. So to answer your question, yes, that's probably about the time.
Because the other day I was randomly thinking, I was like, I'm going to tweet out my favorite albums of all time.
Okay.
And I was trying to rack them in my head without repeating an artist. So I couldn't pick two Bruce Springsteen albums.
Got it. Right.
And no greatest hits, no live albums.
Okay.
And I made a list in my head, and then I thought of the release date for all of them. They were 87... 89, yep. 91, that small window.
Yeah, but it's also that window when you really started driving.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, yes, you have control in your room over the music you play, but for me, it was the car.
Yes.
You know, I'll give you one that I really got into, and it has nothing to do with my time. I really got into George Thorogood when I started driving because a friend of mine, like everyone knew what Bad to the Bone was, but I didn't realize all the other songs. Bad Company was another one that a friend of mine gave me. Lynyrd Skynyrd was another one. So that's interesting. As I'm starting to think about what I used to listen to in my car, it was kind of a mix of the new stuff and that stuff from the 70s. Not even the 80s, really. More so the 70s.
There was this kid who used to have a Ford Bronco, a big Ford Bronco. His name was Dave Miller. And Dave Miller had a really sweet sound system in there. And we'd take his Ford Bronco and he would go as fast as he could over this, on this road where there were just these big jumps. And he would blast Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll and the Sammy Hagar cassette VOA, which did have I Can't Drive 55 on it.
Right, right.
But he had other songs on there that when I hear, take me back to that Ford Bronco.
There's a lot of sounds that it's kind of like we talk about sounds and smells that put you back in that moment.
Yeah.
In that time. And it is neat. I will still hear songs that make me, if I shut my eyes, I feel like it's 1994 again or whatever the year could be. It's very, like if I hear Styx.
Yeah.
God, what was the popular song from Styx?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Oh, God. Mr. Roboto.
No, not Mr. Roboto. The other one.
The one from South Park.
I don't know South Park. Sticks songs. I'm blanking out on the... Sticks popular songs.
Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away. Yeah, but I don't even think I'm thinking of that one, actually.
They had a bunch of songs.
They did. That's not the one
Renegade.
I'm thinking of. What's that?
Renegade.
Nope, not that one either. On Spotify, the greatest hits, the best of time, not much. Fooling Yourself was pretty good.
Too Much Time on My Hands.
It was not Mr. Roboto. Maybe it was Come Sail. Yeah, you know, all right. I'm sailing anyway. Okay, that is the song. So that makes me think of my junior year in high school when me and three of my friends hung out with, there were like these four girls from another high school. Not me. I didn't befriend them. A friend of mine did. There was like a 3-4 month period where we hung out with them a lot. And one of the girls loved Styx and I got used to Styx. Columbia House. Give me the Styx's greatest hits.
Absolutely.
And that song in particular, I can think about driving in the Camaro back in the day. And that was when I had first gotten my license, March, my junior year. So it would have been 91. But that, you know, but Styx was what, early 80s, would say?
70s and 80s.
70s and 80s, yeah. So
whenever I hear, because CBS FM still plays this quite a bit, Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms.
Yes.
That brings me back to high school because that was always on the radio when I was... just got my car. So that song always.
Yeah.
You know, with Columbia House, and we all used to just get all these CDs. One of the icebreakers I used to use to talk to women, even when I got to Indiana State, when they'd be drinking, and this was before I never drank.
Right.
Even I got to, all through college, I never drank a beer.
Which is amazing.
And in graduate school, the first of 2 years, I didn't drink a beer. Then I finally had. But I used to go out with everybody, and all the girls would get drunk. So I used to ask the girls a million questions. And I used to, if I needed an opener, I would say, I'm going to name 4 CDs that I know you own.
That's a good one. I like that.
And I would go, Tom Petty's Greatest Hits. Girls all had that.
Right.
Eagles' Greatest Hits. Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi. And End of the Innocence.
Don Henley. That's pretty good. I mean, that was the time.
Good. Those four were huge. But because everyone did the Columbia Record House thing.
Yes. We all went greatest hits first.
Yes. You had to. It was the best deal.
It was the best deal, the best songs you knew, or the most songs you knew.
Or even if you were going to buy a CD, they were freaking $18.
Yes.
$13 to $18.
And you were getting, what was it? Was it 10 for a penny? Well, how many did you get? It was something. Maybe it was a 13 for a penny, and they would charge you the shipping and handling. Yeah. But then you were on auto subscribe. It was very smart business.
Yes.
But I forget what it was, how many you got in that box that used to come.
So when that and first box showed up, baby.
Oh, it was awesome. And you didn't have enough time in the day to listen to it all. But it was so much fun. The one that I would tell you, I've told you this before many years ago since we've been doing this so long, Dirty Laundry from Don Henley brings me back to one of my first trips to San Francisco. I believe that was released around 1982-ish. I would say
you're
because
correct.
Because it was such a popular song. We heard that so many times, like sightseeing in San Francisco with my family.
82.
Yep.
August of 82.
Yeah. That sounds about right. And I think we would have gone for Thanksgiving. So that makes sense, around November of 82. Yeah, crazy. Really is.
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Yep. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, so like real quick, I know we got to go. If I pull up the lyrics to Dirty Laundry real quick, tell me this doesn't sound like social media of what today.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Make my life. I'm trying to think. There's one specific thing which talking about the, right. We got the bubble-headed bleach blonde, comes on at 5. She can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye. Yes, everyone wants to run to a train crash or a train wreck or a plane crash. I mean, it's just brutal when you can we film the operation? Now everyone's running around with their phone filming everything. I mean, talk about being ahead of your time. God.
This said that the song satirizes media sensationalism. It was inspired by the media coverage surrounding the deaths of John Belushi and Natalie Wood.
Interesting. Okay. How about that?
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down, kick them in the face,
kick them all around.
Bing.
They're playing Vegas right now.
Yes.
They're doing the sphere.
Yeah.
Looks cool. I saw some on YouTube. It looks really neat the way they do the whole thing.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up program. Also very cool. And we're also going to be doing the warm-up show in the Sphere one day, Jerry. One
that
day they'll
would be
have
cool.
Us
I don't think Jim Dolan will let
background.
Us in. Right, not allowed in.
Oh, right.
Right.
Other than that. All right. Now, by the way, big sports talk show tomorrow at 5 a.m. You got Knicks.
Yep.
You got do the Mets score any runs? And Cam Schlittler versus Jacob DeGrom. That's a cool for a random Tuesday night.
I agree.
Wednesday morning program, that's pretty good.
And watch, the Giants will sign Beckham today. That's out there as a possibility. Big Wednesday.
Big Wednesday tomorrow. We'll see you at 5 a.m. So!
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.